Meantime, Theoharis finds the opening. Oh, it's a great goal. That's a stunner from Christian Theoharis, sending those Mariners fans into ecstasy. And how about the backflips, if you don't mind as well?
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, the Mariners are beating Western United 2-0. Let's get all the take on that game and all the other A-League games and EPL over the weekend with Phil Moss, who's on the line. Mossy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. I was looking for you yesterday. I was down the trackside at Randwick, really close to the Pride of Jenny in that win. My goodness gracious me.
Oh, you should have. Unbelievable. You should have rung, Mossy. Mossy, on that point, I didn't actually mention this. Were you aware of the sustained applause that Mare got when she won the race and post-race? I think even if you didn't back her, you just had to admire what she did.
Yeah. I was actually with my host for the day, Michael Crismale, who I know that you know. And,
good man.
I said, I'm sport sort of moments. And, you know, there was a very emotional race just before that one as well. Yeah. That you know, about with Circle of Fire, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, in the Sydney Cup.
So, yeah, that's right. And we were very close, standing right near the family there, and the emotion around that win. And it's just sport. And sometimes you've just got to marvel whether it's an animal or a human, the sheer athleticism and power that provides so much joy and emotion. It's remarkable. It's great stuff.
It was a great day's racing. Did you get across to the Sydney Derby last night? Because great scenes there too. Sydney with a late winner, 2-1 over the Wanderers.
One of my great regrets, I couldn't be there last night for the game because we had something on. A family thing on after the race day. But, remarkable. I've seen the highlights, obviously. Didn't get to watch the game, but from all reports, the atmosphere, the intensity of the game, and then obviously the result was so dramatic with Sydney FC holding a 1-0 lead in the 72nd minute goal from Fabio for Sydney FC. And then all of a sudden, young Zach Sapsford steps up for Western Sydney Wanderers to get them back on the score sheet in the 95th minute. And you would have thought, the young boy would have thought, this is one of the highlights of his career, scoring a goal this late to get his side a point in the Sydney Derby. And then up pops Jaden Kacharski for Sydney FC in the 98th minute to win it for the Sky Blues. So really dramatic scenes there at Allianz Stadium, and showed what he's so good about the A-League.
Now, Mossy, are the Mariners and Wellington keep on winning?
They do, Bulldog. Morning to you. Huge wins for both of them as they really stare down the Premier's plate. They're neck and neck at the top of the table, equal on points. The Mariners are in top spot by virtue of more wins. They've got 15 wins for the season to Wellington's 14. It's not going on goal difference this year for some unknown, inexplicable reason, but there you go. So with a couple of games to go, the Mariners are in pole position to hoist the Premier's plate and go into the final series as favourites to defend their title as well. But it's certainly getting nervous at the top as we hit the pointy end.
And Newcastle, too good for Brisbane.
Yeah, they were. And it's a credit to Robbie Stanton and all at Newcastle in the dressing room because you know, at the end of the day, they still haven't got an owner. There's all sorts of dark clouds hanging over the future of a very, very proud club. And I, for one, hope that something can be sorted out very quickly because the A-League cannot afford to lose
this
club.
It's dragging on, isn't it, Mossy?
It really is. And I believe a significant offer to take over the ownership was knocked back by the APL recently. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but you know, at the end of the day, if there's an owner out there prepared to take on the ownership of this club, I think, you know, those in charge need to cut their losses and to keep the club alive. We have to wait and see how that one plays out. But on the pitch, the players are doing their fans proud and continue to pick up points. So they're now, they're pretty safe, I think, from the wooden spoon, and that's a real credit to them. Western United and Perth Glory fighting it out, both on 22 points, to see who finishes last in the competition with three games to go for those two clubs.
Over in England, Mossy, Spurs, they were whacked, and Man City are cruising.
Didn't see this one coming, Bulldog, if you're a Spurs supporter. If you're a Newcastle supporter, you're waxing lyrical about your side because they were clinical, they were ruthless, and that was half the story. The other half was how poor Tottenham were defensively. And, you know, going to Newcastle, getting dusted 4-0 when you're neck and neck with Aston Villa for fourth spot in that last European place for the Champions League for next season is not the result you want. Ange cutting a forlorn figure in the technical area. And post-game, he didn't hold back on how disappointed he was in the performance. But credit to Newcastle. They were fantastic, and I'm sure all Newcastle fans are absolutely thrilled with that performance and, of course, the result.
And it was drama at the Manchester United game.
pressure does different things to different people, Ray, as you know. And Erik ten Hag, post-game, stormed out of his press conference when he was asked how he felt about potentially presiding over the worst ever Premier League finish for Manchester United. Now, they're sitting in seventh spot. They were held 2-2 by Bournemouth, and they had to come from behind twice to do that. But, yeah, things not looking good. And we've said it all season, Manchester United, there needs to be some serious, drastic changes at that club to return them to their former glory, and they're still looking like they're nowhere near it.
Before we get Mossy's multi, Roosterman's text in. Mossy said, can Everton survive? Now, of course, they were docked some more points during the week and they're in relegation zone trouble, aren't they?
They are, and, you know, like a boxing match, I mean, how many blows to the head can they take? You know, but look, as it stands, yes, they can survive, of course. There's no doubt. They're out of the relegation zone as it stands by 2 points, 27 points, two ahead of Luton Town in 18th spot.
And they've got games in hand too, haven't they, which is significant.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, well, they've got, what have they got? They've got two games in hand. So, yes, there are a chance of staying up. Am I confident they'll stay up? Rooster Man, no, I'm not. I have to say, you know, the more the pressure builds at the back end of this season, you know, how they handle that and the residual impact or compounding impact of those heavy blows throughout the season, we'll see how that plays out over the next few weeks.
Now, before you go, Mossy, I had my spies out yesterday.
That's a shock, Bulldog.
Yeah, I've got your card at golf down as 10 bogeys. Three double bogeys and one quadruple bogey. And yet you still allegedly walked off quite cocky because you'd managed to beat your brother. Surely beating your brother with that kind of a scorecard doesn't give you satisfaction.
Winning is winning, Bulldog. Winning is winning. Winners are grinners, losers, well, they can go away and learn from their
scorecard correct?
It depends how much the bet was, too, don't forget. If he's had a decent bet. Speaking of which, Mossy's mouldy for the weekend, Phil.
I didn't get a chance to stay around and gloat because I had to get to Randwick. But anyway, the multi. I'm on track for the multi from Friday. So I've got two legs out of three, one to come tonight. But we won't go there because it's too late to back that one. But the new one, Arsenal into Chelsea, into Adelaide United in the A-League. So Arsenal to beat Aston Villa, which will be a big result for Ange if Arsenal can do that, which I think they will. Into Chelsea to beat Everton. Sorry, Rooster Man. But I think Chelsea will win this one. And then Adelaide United to get over Western United away from home on Tuesday night.
Terrific. Hey, good on you, Mossy. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.